Describe a place in your country that you think is interesting.
How can people access travel information? I think the best way to access travel information is through the internet. In the past, you could talk to a travel agent, but it takes longer to get this information now. If someone wants to get details for a trip, the internet is the quickest and best way to get the information. In China, lots of people use a platform called Chaohongshu to find travel tips. They share advice on finding cheap flights and fun places to visit. Do people have different personalities in different regions of your country? Yes, people from the north and south of our country have different personalities. In general, southerners are willing to try new things, while northerners prefer to stick to traditional ways. For example, many southerners like to start their own businesses, but northerners often choose stable jobs like working for the government. This is mainly because the South's economy has grown faster, so they've been open to new ideas and cultures longer. What causes the differences between different regions of your country? Two major factors are the economy and geographical location. For example, Southern Chinese are often more open-minded because their area has grown economically, and they've been exposed to international ideas. Money plays a big role in how people in different places act. Also, the local climate influences building designs. In areas like the South, there's more rainfall and humidity, so the buildings need windows to improve ventilation and reduce moisture. But in northern China, it's drier and colder, so they focus on keeping the warmth in. That's why they have fewer and smaller windows. Do youngsters like to try new things, or do people of your parents' age also like to try new things? It seems to me that both young and older people like to try new things. Humans are curious creatures. Their routines can get boring for them, so they want to try new things. For example, older people might like to try new restaurants with food they haven't had before. Younger people may want to try a new sport. I think it depends on the person, but usually, people who like to try new things are more adventurous, no matter what their age is. Is a great tourist destination also a good place to live? It can be, but it can also not be. Places with natural beauty, like Hainan Island in our country, are great for enjoying your later years. But you should think about important things like schools, healthcare, and jobs before deciding to live in a tourist place. Some famous tourist places are in remote areas and might not have what you need for daily life. So not all tourist spots are good for long-term living. Why do people go to live in small towns and think that they're more interesting than the big cities? Small towns can be very charming. Also, since they're so small, the people know each other well, so it's easy to have a good sense of community. However, they aren't as fun as big cities. There isn't a lot to do in small towns, so I don't know why people prefer them. Maybe it's because they enjoy the beauty of small towns. I guess that small towns can feel cozy and homey, but I generally find big cities more interesting than small towns.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。